Welcome to Ulcerative Colitis, Autoimmune Healing Journey. I am your journey guide, Jay India, and I'm so happy that you are here because this is a supportive, positive environment where we can heal together. Please note I am not a doctor or health professional in any way. If you would like to attempt something mentioned in this episode, please consult your doctor or mental health professional first. Okay, Allie, we are so happy to have you back here. In part two, if you have not listened to the episode before this, which is part one, please listen to that first so you have some context. And then you can hear the rest of Allie's story. We're going to hear today about her 2021 flare from mold, her volunteer efforts, and also she's going to talk about her wonderful, popular, famous Instagram page. So I'm very excited about that as well. So welcome back, Allie.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's start with your 2021 flare.
Okay. So in 2021, I started having symptoms return, and they're very similar to the past exposures. Essentially, what happened was I started having anxiety come back, hormonal issues, food sensitivities, and it just started progressing from there. I get like estrogen dominance type symptoms and no progesterone type symptoms. And I know like I'm saying this, and I'm sure a lot of women are like, oh, I have that too. So that kind of started returning. And just to clarify, like I had been relatively symptom-free and very healthy for all those years. Like after getting out of mold and getting treatment with Dr. Shoemaker, there was some ups and downs where I had a little exposure here and there because we moved around a lot. But I was able to catch it early and just do a little cholestyramine, move right on. So I have this awesome little toolbox now. And so there was some ups and downs, but I was well, I had another baby, you know, just life was great. And then we were living back in our tiny house. My symptoms started creeping back in. So like I said, those hormonal symptoms, anxiety, inability to handle stress. So I'm homeschooling my boys at the time and just like felt so overwhelmed with that and our business and just everything. Life was just too much for me. And the food sensitivity started creeping in. The digestive symptoms started coming back. And I just did not want to admit that it was my house this time. So I'm going through the gamut, you know, okay, it's overgrowth. Okay, it's SIBO, and I'm treating everything and I'm doing parasites and I'm cleansing and I'm getting mebendazole and ivermectin, all these things, right? And finally, I'm like, okay, honey, I think it's the house. And so he's like, okay, well, let me do a check. And we had had like a hair, we didn't know, but we had hair, like a hairline leak in our drain of our bathtub. And so he pulled the bathtub out and lo and behold, there was a huge patch of black mold. The subfloor had rotted out and it was no good. So it actually took us a while to get out because we decided what we would do was build a very small little, we call them bunkies in Canada. It's just like a glamping experience. So it's like this, yeah, little cabin in the woods.
And cute, so bunkie. I like that.
It's awesome. It's a Canadian thing, but yeah. So it took a while to build that. So it took a while for me to get out. And in that time, again, same trajectory. Medications are not working. I'm trying the medications because I just want to control this because I know what my tools are, but I can't really go through and use the tools till I get out. So it took a while and we ended up moving in the snowstorm, in that huge snowstorm of Christmas 2021. So we get to the bunkie.
How bad was the snowstorm? Because you get snow up there all the time. How bad?
It was like 4 feet of snow in 24 hours.
What?
It was wild. It was so wild.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're a true Canadian.
Yes. True I am Canada. Now after that experience. But yeah, so we get to our bunkie. This time around was different for me. I got out and I had major intensification. So I've learned about this now since then. There's something called unmasking. So sometimes when you remove exposure, your nervous system and the toxins finally stop coming in and your nervous system says, oh, thank goodness I can relax a little bit because mold is highly toxic to the nervous system. It's so dysregulating and your nervous system controls a lot of processes in your body. And one of those is detoxification. So I get out and I think I had this incredible unmasking experience where my liver swelled and I was having chest pain and all the things. I had blisters on the bottom of my feet. It was quite extreme. So for the first 2 weeks of getting out, I was so, so, so sick. And of course, I'm having the colitis symptoms. So blood in the stool and all that. So I decide that the medications aren't working. So I was on steroids. I was on mesalamine oral rectal and also budesonide. So none of them are working. I decided I would do an elemental diet, of course. So I get on that and I can't get off it. I ended up staying on that for 12 weeks, got really, really skinny and very malnourished, all because in Canada, we don't have any Shoemaker-trained doctors up here. So I consulted with my doctor in New Jersey, and he was able to prescribe me cholestyramine, but he had to send it to a family member in the States. And because the snow was so, you know, it was just winter up here, my mother-in-law just couldn't make it up until early spring. So I suffered quite a bit in that time. I just was not seeing much improvement or stabilizing until I got the cholestyramine and immediately started feeling better once I got back on it again and was able to, within 2 weeks, get off all the medications again. So it was quite extreme. Going through this experience again, I realized, okay, so this must be my dharma and I have to share this message. And I want to. I had been working with people with mold toxicity through all these years. I had gone back to school to study nutrition, done functional nutrition therapy, and studied environmental medicine. So I had that background and I just felt more confident in sharing my experience than I did back in 2016. I had tried to share my experience in 2016 and I think people just weren't ready at the time. So I went to the internet and I remember a lot of people getting angry about it or just calling me a kook or whatever the case may be. So people were not ready back then.
No.
And that was very different now in 2022. So New Year's 2022, I think I started the page in February. It was a very different experience. I just had so many people reaching out.
The page, just in case you guys don't know, you should, because you should have listened to part one, but the page is IBD mold toxicity on Instagram. And it is, the handle is _IBD_mold_toxicity. So just so if someone wants to look that up on Instagram right now. I'm sorry, Allie, continue.
No, that's okay. Yeah. So people were just ready to hear the message. And I just was flooded with so many people wanting to share their story, sharing, you know, that mold was a factor in their illness or when they were diagnosed, or just so many questions. And it was just such a different vibe. So that kind of motivated me to continue on. And a lot of my early posts and stories were actually for me. So I would share things to remind myself that I was going to get through this. And it was a longer recovery because it took me so long to get on cholestyramine, but I also had a really high pathogen load at this time. Like I had a lot of viral reactivity because that's something that mold does cause. And I have CMV as an underlying pathogen. So that was reactivating. So I had to work on my dysbiosis. I had to work on my pathogen.
What is CMV?
Okay. So that's cytomegalovirus. And it's super common reactivity in a lot of people who have colitis, actually. It causes intestinal inflammation. It can also cause a sore throat and flu-like symptoms and fatigue. Yeah. So a lot of people with colitis have underlying CMV. It's very, very common.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I had to address that. Addressing those, what I'm finding is that calming your pathogen load calms down a lot of the inflammation in your GI tract, which allows you to tolerate the cholestyramine better. So you can kind of treat the toxicity, your immune system function can come back on board and really then take over and address the pathogen load itself. So, but it's stages. So for me, it was a long kind of dance this time, and it took a lot of work. I got there. I'm doing great now. I can eat everything. I don't eat gluten. I still try to adhere to a grain-free diet. I do have like rice once in a while, but I can eat all the vegetables and just feeling really, really good. So yeah, so I just feel like it was my dharma. Like I had to get sick one more time to kind of say, okay.
Push you.
Yeah. Yeah.
To push you. Now, I have a question for you. I love when you talked about the unmasking phase, and you said that there are nervous system symptoms from mold. Could you tell us what they are before the unmasking phase you're actually in the flare?
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, for sure. So mold is a neurotoxin. So it damages the brain, the nervous system. It inflames nerves. It damages nerves. It impairs nerve signaling. It puts us in a cell danger response. Mold is directly linked to causing cell danger response. So it dysregulates your nervous system. It dysregulates your neuroimmune system. And so it'll put you in a state of chronic fight or flight. It activates mast cells, which also contributes to that. So it is just really nasty. And some of the first symptoms when I talked to everyone about this, whether they have IBD or other mold-related illnesses. Some of their first symptoms are anxiety and inability to sleep, depression, suicidal ideology, like major, major neurological issues. Part of healing from mold toxicity is addressing your nervous system, is addressing your neuroinflammation. So anything you can do to help those processes will speed up your healing. So I really love some of the programs like Primal Trust that help you regulate your nervous system, teach you tools to release cortisol to stimulate your vagus nerve, just help calm that cell danger response. All of those things are really going to help you heal through this process. Now, inflammatory bowel disease in itself is traumatic. It's a very traumatic illness, and medical gaslighting is real. It's a really traumatic place to be when you're chronically ill. So that alone could also be a part of this picture. Doing nervous system work, mind-body work is so, so important. And I really advocate for that because it's just such a stressful place to be. So any work that you can do, like even if it's just guided meditation or body awareness, taking walks in nature, deep breathing, all these things are so, so beneficial to the healing process with IBD, mold toxicity, or them both. So just really advocate for that.
Tell us about your volunteer efforts.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. So my team and I have kind of decided that we want to help. We don't want to just tell our stories. We actually want to make a difference. And I feel like making a difference within the world of treatment for inflammatory bowel disease is going to have to be a grassroots thing. The only people advocating for us is us. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but Big Pharma is a business and we are cash cows to them. And not that conventional medicine is not helpful. It absolutely can be. It absolutely can save lives. Doctors are good people. They want to help us. They want to see us get better, but they have very limited tools. So we want to align root cause medicine approaches with research groups to study these environmental factors, not just mold, but all environmental factors that have been related to Crohn's and colitis, because we really want to fast track treatments into the field of gastroenterology and testing and functional medicine testing into the field of gastroenterology. We really want to change the mindset of this being an autoimmune disease. Your body's attacking you to know your body's not attacking you. There are no self-antibodies in Crohn's or colitis. There is something else going on. There's a root cause here. And then there's layers to that root cause. So if it's mold, mold might be the initiating factor, but then, you know, there's the dysbiosis, the microbiome changes, there's the hormonal issues, mitochondrial damage, there's all these other downward effects that can be treated to really, I mean, even just mast cells, even just stabilizing mast cells can be so huge in someone living with inflammatory bowel disease. So if we can kind of streamline some of this test and some of these treatments into conventional medicine, so many people can see symptom relief and just start to feel better and function better through life. So many people are suffering and they have no idea about all these tools. So we want to create awareness. We want to really push for research. We want treatments available. And I don't know if I can say the C-U-R-E word because I know it can be tagged sometimes. We want to see curative therapies for different root causes in the field of gastroenterology. We want to see this ideology be less of a theory and be more in practice. So we're working really hard to do that. And that's our focus.
If someone wanted to get involved with these volunteer efforts, is that something that's possible or is it a closed study or how's that?
Absolutely. We need all the help we can get. If anyone, you know, has ideas or wants to connect us with research groups or doctors, we have all the passion and all the drive and we're working for free and we just want people to live happier, healthier lives. You can reach out to us through our website, which is rootcauseforcrohnscolitis.com, or you can find us on Instagram at rootcausecrohnscolitis. If you want to help, just let us know when the time comes that we've got some things on the go that are more substantial and we need help. We're definitely going to put out calls to action and just keep people updated with what's going on.
thank you so much for doing a part two, because this was so helpful to myself and the listeners. And it really got my mind going and spinning and saying, oh man, yeah, this all makes sense. This is all being put together. And you are such a light worker, and you're a warrior, and you're a trailblazer. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and this community for doing what you do, because the fact that you are unveiling this is unbelievable. And the fact that you tried to do it in 2016 and then you came back in 2022 and said, no, I'm getting this done. Kudos to you. So congratulations on all your success, because this is not easy. None of it is easy. And the fact that you're doing so well. And you know, you guys, if you listen to Allie's story from part one, and now we're in part two, just in part two, you were saying all the medications you're on, and now you're doing so well. So something I just want to point out too, and I'm sure Allie will second me on this, is the body wants to heal.
Oh yeah. The body never stops healing. All the body knows is healing. All the body is ever trying to do is overcome the challenges it's faced. That's all it knows is healing. So healing can be inflammation. We just have to acknowledge that and remove that thorn so that the body can do what it needs to do.
Yes. And so all of this information is going to be in the show notes. I'm going to connect in the show notes to Is IBD Mold Toxicity, that Instagram page. I'm also going to do for the volunteer services, root cause for Crohn's colitis.com, and then also the Instagram I will put there. Allie, are there any services you want to talk about, or are you good?
I'm good. I do want to mention one thing, though, that I think you might find interesting, and your viewership too, is that I watched your or listened to your shows on nicotine. Nicotine actually raises MSH. So that might
interesting.
Be a little aha moment there. So I just wanted to share that. I had a little note here.
Okay, hold on. Just really quick, very briefly, can you just tell the listeners what MSH is? And this is the thing, you guys, that I probably talked about in the last episode, hasn't occurred yet, but I talk about how the one number that's hard for me to get up because of this mold toxicity is MSH. So Allie, could you tell us what that is?
Yeah. So MSH is a neuropeptide. So it's created in the brain, and it's this incredible substance. It's actually a biocide. So it acts in the gut to protect you from fungal overgrowth, bacteria, and it's just incredible at maintaining the integrity of the gut structure. So preventing leaky gut. And interestingly enough, everyone with IBD is going to be low in MSH. There's actually been studies showing that MSH replacement therapy puts people with inflammatory bowel disease in remission. So it's a big factor, something that we all need to look at. Why is that happening? Why is that MSH low in IBD populations? And we know that biotoxin illness, mold toxicity suppresses MSH because it's so neuroinflammatory.
Amazing. So we can go into that and look into that more, because that's really interesting. With the MSH, again, a brief question. You said there's some type of replacement therapy. What does that look like? Because I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. So it used to be allowed by prescription. Was MSH was a prescription that could be available. It's not anymore in America anyways, but the research that was done, I'm not sure what year it was, but either way, researchers can usually get access to these things. And so that's why it was in these conventional studies. Like this was, I think it was maybe 20 or more years ago that research was done. So it's been known for a long time.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So now this replacement therapy is not available in the US from what I understand you're saying, and you have to go about it in other ways.
That's right. Well, that's what Dr. Shoemaker was using in lieu of VIP before it got outlawed. So now he uses VIP,
vasopressin
intestinal polypeptide. Are you? You're going there. Okay. So great. So you're moving through the protocol and all your markers are returning to normal. So now you're able to get to a place where you can work on healing the neuroinflammation, healing the brain with the VIP. And that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the end of treatment. And you know, what's interesting is not everyone needs that. So in working with Dr. Shoemaker, he shared so many pearls with me. Like even treating Marcon's, even a lot of people get well without even treating Marcon's. And he often, like 90% of people get well without needing VIP or without, you know, even, it doesn't even need to be in their program because they heal with removing exposure and cholestyramine alone. So all their markers return to normal and they don't need it. So it's interesting, again, going back to the individuality of everyone.
It is. And I have the Marcon's. I just got the test back yesterday. I still have them. Okay. They are improved. Let's just say, quote unquote, improved. But that's why I think, again, the past episode will know for sure. But that's why I think I have a feeling she's going to move me to the VIP nasal spray because I'm on EDTA and possibly move to the cholestyramine. But I'm self-diagnosing here. So we will see.
Well, treating the Marcon's should raise your MSH.
Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, that'll be good. But the VIP spray, as I've told my listeners, is expensive and it has to be frozen and cold. And so blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I digress. It was so wonderful having you back for part two. At some point, I'd love to have you come on and talk about building materials and how you build your home, because I would love to. I have the dream of living in the tiny home, which I did. I lived in an RV for 2.5 years, so it's kind of like a tiny home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you'll have to come back for that. Thank you so much. And you know how I end this. In my household, when we have a perfect shit, when it slides out of the body, it's a perfect color and solidly formed, and you're so proud of yourself that you turn around the toilet and go, wow, we call that a green heart. What do you wish everyone, Allie?
I hope everyone has the greenest of heart days.